This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Los Angeles International Airport is in the thick of a billion-dollar makeover. New stores, newly renovated spaces, all the usual fun fixer-upper things. But a big piece of the project is something a little bit less sexy. Good signage. A low-tech discipline in a high-tech world, as Alex Schmidt reports.
LAX may be a major hub, but there's no easy way to get from terminal to terminal. And don't expect much help from the airport's signs. Laura Valdez lives in San Francisco and often flies through LAX.
At times, I've had to navigate that myself, and the signage and the instructions on how to get there isn't very useful, and that has, you know, caused me to miss flights.
The airport is spending more than $800,000 on wayfinding. Essentially, wayfinding is the signage system that helps you get around a city, a museum, a hospital, or an airport.
We think in good wayfinding, a visitor can feel confident going that direction because they're going to have a nice friendly sign.
That's Wayne Hunt. His wayfinding design firm just won the project for LAX. A few years back, Hunt's company redesigned the signage of the National Mall in Washington, D.C. They got rid of hundreds of mismatched and confusing signs. Now there's a system of sleek granite pylons with simple illustrations that anyone can follow.
We created 35 simplified pictograms or icons, one for each of the main destinations. Once you recognize the system, you can follow U.S. Capitol icon around the mall and get to the U.S. Capitol.
Hunt says now's a good time to be in the signage business. Hundreds of cities and public agencies are investing in new signs. Hunt says that's because it's a relatively cheap way to make an impact.
You're not building any buildings, you're not moving any roads, and yet it gives a sense there's lots to do.
But hang on, it's 2014 and we're talking physical signs? There's got to be an app for that. Well, there is. Jeff Hardison is a vice president of Meridian, a digital wayfinding software platform. The company has created apps for the American Museum of Natural History and the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. Hardison says mobile phones are just one of many digital options that will challenge traditional signage.
It could be in Google Glass, it could be in digital signage, it could be in augmented reality, or it could simply be in a map that you're very familiar with using on the phone.
Last year, a large Wi-Fi network company bought Meridian for over $20 million. Hardison says if traditional sign companies don't adapt to digital options, they could disappear. But the real-world sign still has a few things going for it. Imagine having to take out a smartphone to find your way around a hospital emergency department. And not everyone has a smartphone. Back at LAX, a traveler named Bill got lost coming out of customs. He says a makeover would help the airport compete on a world stage.
Have you ever seen Dubai Airport?
No.
It's fabulous. Signs are very clear. It makes this look like a small regional airport.
Bill says new signs will make a difference. But he also wouldn't mind a wayfinding app to help him get around LAX. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.